So this is from a sefer called Drushei Lag VaOmer by the present Skolya Rebbe Shlita. His name is Rav Avraham Moshe Rabinovich, or Rabinowitz, if you anglicize it. The Rebbe of Skolya, he's the grandson of the previous Skolya Rebbe, who was a very, very, very big Jew, passed away in the 1970s. But this Rebbe, even though the Hasidus is pretty small here in America, he has very beautiful things to say. So they put out about 20 years of drushos in the sefer called Drushei Lag BaOmer. He talks a little bit about upsharings as well, which obviously is connected to the day. So I figured we have time to learn a little piece from Tavshin Nun Gimel, which is 1993. When were you guys born?
94.
94. That's crazy. So yeah. Okay, so some of you maybe were in the world, some of you were not yet in the world. You were on your way to the world. Okay, let's see. He starts off with the well-known Mishnah we spoke about, Rabbi Akiva's Mishnah, the last Mishnah Masechas Yoma. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi atem betar mi betar eschem avicham shvashamayim. V'yomer mikvah Yisrael Hashem, ma mikvah metaras etameyim, afa kadosh baruch hu metaras Yisrael. Okay, gavaldik. So he begins by quoting for us a Medrash Talpios. Think about the life of, before we read the Medrash, think about, again, Medrash Talpios is not a work of Midrashic literature from like the Tanayim. Medrash Talpios is a collection of all sorts of Midrashim and things from early Kabbalistic works. It's a very fascinating sefer, Medrash Talpios. So just try to think for a second, before we read what he's going to quote for us here, let's just think about the life of Yisachar and the life of Zevulun. Chodesh Iyar, according to the Arizal and according to others, corresponds to the Shevet Yisachar. The month of Iyar corresponds to the Shevet Yisachar. Let's think about Yisachar, let's think about Zevulun. Yisachar, we know, is the one, maybe more than any of the other children of Yaakov Avinu, who himself was the Ishtam Yoshev Awalim, the one who is obsessed with Torah, the one of his children who continued that legacy more than anyone else, is Yisachar. Zvulun partnered up with Yisachar and said, listen, if I can't learn, I might as well at least support my brother in Kola. And that's what Zvulun did. Zvulun spent time on the high seas trying to make Parnassa to be able to allow Yisachar to continue to learn. But this is probably a feeling. If you're a Zvulun, there's probably a feeling that, like, I'm a second-class citizen. Even if I'm the one who's responsible for all the learning of Yisachar, I would imagine that more so than the other Shvatim, on the one hand, you can look at Zvulun and you can say, well, Zvulun's the one who's being mechazik. He's the one who's being mechazik Yisachar. He's carrying Yisachar, so that's a great position to be in. On the other hand, it's a constant reminder that you're the guy who didn't make it in the Beis Medrash. You're the guy who's going to make himself feel good by sending a nice, big, fat check to his favorite Torah institution. And they'll be mechabed you at the annual dinner. Right? Which is a kavod. It's a big kavod. Yeah, you have a plaque, you have your name on the wall. It's a big kavod. But there's also something of a constant reminder that, like, you're the one who didn't make it. Right? You're the one who dropped out of yeshiva. So look what he says here. We know the pasuk. Eitz chayim yil machazikim ba v'somchem me'ushar. And Chazal make a big deal out of Zvulun. Not a big deal just so that he'll keep sending big checks to the yeshiva. A big deal because Zvulun Be'emes is doing an unbelievable thing. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. It's a tree of life to those who are what? Machazikim ba. V'somche ha'musha. Those who support, those who carry it. Those who support the Eitz chayim, who carry the Eitz chayim, who allow it to exist. So we quote this Medrash Talpios. Sheshmo shel Zvulun ha'yechakuk be'eifod al even yahalom. On the Eifod, on the Choshen, each of the Shvatim was represented by a different stone. And the stone of Zvulun was the Yahalom. What's a Yahalom? Yahalom is a term that Moshe in the movie Ushpizen says for the Esrog that he finds, right?
It's a diamond.
The Yahalom.
Yeah,
Yahalom, the diamond. Yeah, Yahalom means a diamond. The best of the best. So Zvulun, he says, Vuhu ha diamond. You see? Diamond. The diamond. Zvulun's stone on the Choshen was the diamond. The diamond is a beautiful stone. It may be the most valuable stone of the Choshen. But there's something more about a diamond that makes it very special and precious. Not just its its, you know, value in the marketplace. Uvateva diamond hu kasha ma'od. Diamond is very strong. Diamond is almost unbreakable. In fact, some of the most powerful tools in the world are made from diamond. Right? You can only break diamond with diamond. So therefore we say to Zvulin, the one who's being mechazik yasacha, that he should be able to learn Torah, ki kishem shayalam hu kasha, atchedochif achor hapatish hamakabo, kach Zvulin la'olam hayalibo shalim b'masha yazanu b'farnis liyasacha. We're saying to Zvulin, Zvulin was not broken. His spirit, the spirit of Zvulin was not broken. Zvulin was able to be to support Yisachar's learning and to not feel like a loser. And to not feel like, all right, it would have been nice to be Yisachar, but okay, I'll be Zvulin. No, Zvulin understand that there's a lechatchila track called Zvulin. There's a lechatchila track called Yisachar. There's a lechatchila track called Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And Zvulin understood his place in the world. He was like a diamond, unbreakable. There wasn't a day that he woke up and said, ah, if only I could be Yisachar for a day. He was very happy being Zvulin. Umeolam lo nishra libo alzeh. He never was heartbroken over this. V'lo nichlas bo shum charata. He never regretted that he ended up on the path of Zvulin and not on the path of Yisachar. Afal pi shayim misachinus atzmo lezonis Yisachar. Even though he said, I'm constantly putting my life on the line, so what? So Yisachar could sit and learn. That Yisachar could be some bench warmer, not going out to make his own living, right? And he said no. Yisachar's avodah is so chashav, and I'm so happy to support it, and I don't feel bad that I wasn't the one who's sitting and learning. I put my life on the line for my brother, and it's lechachila shebe lechachila. And that's highlighted by the fact that he was given the stone, the unbreakable stone, the unbreakable spirit of Zvul. Nimsa shesegulas ha-diamond shebechol makom sheholich v'chol masha over alav eino nishbar ve'eino nishtan elo. The chiddush of the diamond, the chiddush of the world of Zvulin. And again, we're not going to focus on Zvulin because the month of Iyar is Yisachar, right? And the Rishon Bar Yochai has nothing to do with Shevet Zvulin per se, so we'll have to see where he's going with this. But he says, we learned an unbelievable thing, that the diamond, wherever it goes, whatever happens to it, it somehow finds the strength, the inner strength of the diamond is that it's never broken, and it's not nishtan el olam. It can't be changed, right? Umi shehu ma'usha be'etzem, and a person who's truly besimcha, a person who is truly besimcha, ma'amado shel osher eino nispal me ma'oros ha'olam. A person who is be'emistic, who has an emistic simcha in their life, doesn't feel broken by whatever happens, whatever comes their way, doesn't feel that the events of life, the things that pass over them, are going to change them in a way that they're going to lose their essential self. They understand that whatever happens is my essential self. I said a vart at Stern yesterday. Ashrei ha'am shekach alam. What does it mean to be in a state of osher with an aleph? Ashrei am shekach alam. So the Sfarim say, Ashrei ha'am shekach alam. Praiseworthy is the person, shekacha, that even when it's kacha, you know, you ask a person, like, how's your day going? Kacha, kacha, you know, so-so. Right? That even when life is a little bit shekacha, but it's not, like, awesome all the time, then life is kind of just, like, regular, things aren't working out the way you would have hoped. But praiseworthy, Ashrei, happy is the one who, even when it's kacha, low, he understands it's from him. He points to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, that this kacha is low, it's his. That everything that happens to me is his. With a capital H. And therefore, Ashrei, then I'm in a state of I'm usher, I'm happy. Ki yesh lo osher atzmi she'ena tliyu b'davar, because I realize that my lot in this world is exactly what it's supposed to be. So I'm not frustrated. If I'm meant to be Zvulin, if I be'emes realize that that's my lot in this world, if I've come to the clear understanding that that's what it is, I'm not bitter about it. I'm not frustrated by that. I do it with unbelievable pride and mesiros nefesh. Do for Yisachar, because that's my place in the world. Ve'eino nifar mimenu la'olam. V'lechein ksiv v'somcheha ma'ushar. And therefore, what does it say? Eitz chayim yil machazikim ba. V'somcheha, and those who carry it, those who support him, ma'ushar, are happy. That's the chiddush of Zvulin. That he could be'emes be happy for his brother Yisachar. Kevan sha'tomech Torah k'zvulin hu b'chinas ma'ushar. This is the world of Zvulin. Okay? Arkan, point number one. He's using it to define, again, he's pointing to a person who you could very easily say has one of the most unfortunate jobs in Klal Yisrael, the one whose whole life is about giving away for others, doing for others, that I'm just my whole life is a hecha timsa, right? I'm a stepping stone so that someone else can live an ideal life. And he's saying that's not true. And Zvulun didn't feel that way. And Zvulun wasn't that way. He was a diamond. He had such inner strength to be able to say, Ma'usha, I'm so happy. It's licha chila. Now that we've defined Ma'usha in that way, right, that Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Alo, he says, let's look at a few things, and let's try to identify a sense of Ashrei. He says, V'chein b'nei Yisrael, in the next paragraph, She'yesh ba'osios Yisrael, if you look at the word Yisrael, you see Ashrei. V'atorah maschil b'vereshis, and you see, again, the letters Ashrei. She'yidei koach ha'torah, b'nei Yisrael hei mu'usharim. That it's through the koach of Torah that a Jew comes to recognize Ashrei. A true perspective leads me to Ashrei. If you remember once we had a shir where we said that the letter Lamed alludes to Limud. So if you look at our name Yisrael, you see Ashrei and then you see Lamed. And that's what he's saying here. That when you have the Lamed in your life, when a person understands what Torah is, and again, not Torah in the sense of like, you know, Maseches Menachos, but if you have a Torah true perspective, if your life is Torah, like the Maharal says, the world stands on Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Avoda is Ben Adam LaMakom. Gemilas Chasadim is Ben Adam LaChavero. Torah is Ben Adam LaAtzmo. So therefore, Yisrael, if you have Torah, if you understand what Torah really is, then Ashrei, you're very happy. Bnei Yisrael have the Koach of Torah, and they're Me'usharim. Sheyesh Bekirvam Tokef Pnimi Shalotis Batel Olam. And therefore, every Jew is like this diamond. Every Jew is like a diamond. The Svarim HaKadoshim say, by Slonim, there's Slonim or Svarim say, that a diamond is always a diamond. Sometimes a diamond falls in the dirt, right? So you pick up this clod of earth, right? And on the outside, it's filthy, it's dirty. But wash it off and you'll see there's a diamond inside. That's the inner strength of every Jew. That's the sense of Ashrei. That the Jews could be beaten and beaten and beaten and beaten and rejected by the world over and over again, and yet they can't break us. You know why? Because we're a diamond. Because we're Yisrael, because we're connected to Bereishis, the Torah, from beginning to end, and therefore we have nothing to worry about. Okay? Now, what do we do with this? We come back to Rabbi Akiva's Mishnah, Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael. We're going to sing on Lag BaOmer, Ashreichem Yisrael. We're going to sing Rabbi Akiva's Mishnah at the end of Maseches Yoma. And we're going to say, Ashreichem Yisrael. What are we celebrating on Lag BaOmer? The unbreakable spirit of the Jewish people, that's what Lag BaOmer is. Let's see. Torah Sasod, in the next paragraph. Torah Sasod, Sod HaChaim, Shebekerav HaAdam Atzmo. What's our kesher to Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer is the day of the deepest secrets of the Torah. We can't even understand the revealed Torah. What's our kesher to the secret of the Torah? L'archiv HaDibor Nakti Madisa Meherav HaKadosh Rav Tzadok Koin Milublin. Rav Tzadok writes in the Pri Tzadok on Lag BaOmer, Sheshvuas hukabalas haTorah leTorah haNigla. Shvuas is the day when we get the revealed Torah. Lag BaOmer hukabalas haTorah leTorah haNistar. Lag BaOmer is the kabalas haTorah of the secrets of the Torah. That's nice. So if I'm a Kabbalist, that's a great day. What does it have to do with regular people? And why do we feel such a kesher to this day? Hopefully. And if you haven't, hopefully this year. As you start to learn and start to believe in it more, you'll start to feel it more. V'yesh lahavin lama b'kabalas Torah haNigla haya b'kolos ubrakim. And why was it that by Kabbalah's Torah, when we stood at Har Sinai, it was Kolos Ubrakim, was a fireworks show. It was loud, it was noisy. It was the Kol Hashem Bakoach. Bakoach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Har Kigigis. Vayakol B'Kol Rash Gadol. There was the shofar, there was the lights, the sounds. V'Kabbalah's Torah Sanistar Lo Nizkar Davar. And yet, for Kabbalah's Torah Sanistar, for the transmission of the secrets of the Torah, it's very quiet. It's at the moment that Rishon was lying on his deathbed. Yeah, the deepest secrets of the Torah being transmitted on Lag BaOmer. I can't imagine in Rabbi Shimon's room, it was very noisy. It was quiet, right? And the Talmidim were gathered around, and they're watching the Rebbe in his final moments. And yet in those final moments, in those quietest moments, Rabbi Shimon is giving over the deepest Torahs in the world. What's the pshat? Turn the page. V'nira b'siyata d'shraya. Al-pi ma'di'isa b'sefer ha-kadosh b'es Yaakov. So he quotes from the Beis Yaakov, Bishbitzer, And she ate so kol ish Yisrael yesh beiz b'chinos shel Torah. We just said a second ago from the Maharal that again, that Torah avoda and gemilas chasadim. Don't forget this Maharal. It's amazing. In Pirkei Avos, the Maharal says avoda is between you and Hashem. Avoda is davening, karbanos. Gemilas chasadim is you and your friend, looking out for your fellow Jews. Torah is ben adam la'atzmo, is self. Torah, the essence of Torah is an understanding of self. So it says the Ishbosher, but Torah has two parts to it. Just like we have Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh, just like we have Nigla and Nista, revealed and concealed, so too, the Torah of a person has these two dimensions. Aleph, every Jew, he says, has these two aspects of Torah. Aleph, HaTorah Shebechsav v'Shebalpeh HaMesur Alonu Midur Lidur. There's the revealed Torah. Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh being put together here. There's revealed Torah. Right? The Pesukim of the Chumash, the 2711 pages of Shas, 2711 pages of Shas, that's one aspect of Torah. But Beis, he says there's a second type of Torah. Kol Maisa Sha'osa, V'chol Pe'ula Sha'poel, Shu Besoch Gidre HaTorah, Na'ase Torah HaChakuka Aluach Leva Adam. There's learning Torah, and then there's living Torah. There's learning Torah, there's learning a Sugya, in Maseches Kedushin, or Maseches Me'ilah, or learning a Mishnah in Uksin, or learning a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, right? But then there's sometimes being Torah. There's learning Torah, and then there's being Torah. The highest level a person can hope in this world is not just that I'm what Chazal sometimes referred to in a very harsh way as a basket of books, right? You become a bookcase because you're just a person who's gathered a lot of facts of Torah. But then there's, of course, there's the person who becomes the living Torah. The Maase is told that one time on Simchas Torah, the Netziv of Elazhen was carrying a Sefer Torah, and as he was carrying the Sefer Torah, there was a bench, and he tripped over this bench, and he fell to the floor, and the Netziv landed, sprawled out on the floor, and the Torah went flying, and the Torah was lying on the floor. And the Netziv, from the Talit Zvi Yehuda Berlin, Zatzal, the Netziv of Elazhen, or Shashiv of Elazhen, is lying on the floor. So, Rav Yitzchak of Elazhen, the son of Rav Chaim Velazhener, if I'm not mistaken, that's who it was, he jumped up, and he said, first pick up Hershleib. You imagine, you have to make a choice. Who are you going to pick up first? Who are you going to help first? The Netziv's lying on the floor, and there's a Torah lying on the floor. Who do you pick up first? And like that, Rav Yitzchak of Elazhener, he screamed to everyone, he said, first pick up Hershleib, first pick up Hershleib, first pick up the Netziv, the Talit Zvi, first pick up Hershleib. What does that mean? It means the Netziv is much more of a Torah than the actual Torah that's lying on the floor. The Netziv is a walking, breathing, living Sefer Torah. He's much more than 5,000. He's much more than 5,845 pesukim. He's much bigger than that. Yeah? So that's what the Ishbitz are saying. There's the Torah, Shebechsav, and Torah Shebal Peh. There's the Torah, there's the ideas of Torah. But then there's every move that a person makes in this world in accordance with Torah. That's also being written. That's also Torah. Where is that being written? That's the Torah of self. It's being written on the Luach Lev Adam, on the heart of that person. So where is Torah Sanistar? Where do you find it? Again, there wasn't a big scene. There wasn't a Kabbalah Satorah. There wasn't a large gathering at a mountain with lights and sounds. V'zeh b'chinas Torah Sanistar shebesoch matzpunos liwo shel Adam. And that is Torah Sanistar. When a Jew can do something simple for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to do it 100% like a diamond, when you could be a zvulin, where it would be easy to convince yourself that nothing I ever did was shalim, and if you can get to a point where you realize that everything I do is shalim, because I'm a diamond, and this is lechadchila, ashreicha mishal. That's the greatest achievement that a person could have in this world. To know what I mean, I'm a shliach of Hashem, what I'm doing is important, every step I take, when I walk down the street, I'm walking down the street as a Jew. Kedoshim to you, like we learned this morning. We don't have a big scene for this type of Kabbalah Satorah. You understand? Because the very nature of this scene is to realize that in that quiet moment, it's a big scene. Now, it doesn't have to always be loud and noisy and big and revealed in order for me to realize that this is a big deal. The simple thing a Jew does is a big deal. I don't want to cheapen it by making a light show out of it. I just wanted to allow it to be quiet. Lo berash Hashem, lo beruach Hashem. Hashem is found where? In the cold of Mamadaka. Kadosh Baruch Hu is found in that quiet little sound. Kevin she'etzem kabbalas haTorah hu giloy matzponos libo shel adam. V'Torah hasod tzufuna v'chasuma b'soch adam. You know where the secrets of the Torah is? Think about it. Torah shebichsav was always supposed to be written down. Torah shebaal peh was never supposed to be written down, but it was supposed to be transmitted orally. It still had a way of communicating it. Torah hasod is not supposed to be transmitted with words, not supposed to be transmitted in writing. It's supposed to be transmitted in that silent conversation with the Rishon Baruch Chai and Rabbi Akiva, just sitting staring at each other and just nodding. Just knowing that they're communicating, that they're sharing secrets. That's Torah Sasod. Completely concealed. Okay, Rabbi Shimon at the end of his life had to take it down a level, so he took it to the level of Dibur, and as time went on, we took it to the level of Ksav. The Zohar was printed and published, and now the Svarim are available. Right? But the original secret, the place of Torah Sasod is in the heart of every Jew. It's Sefuna v'chasuma, it's hidden and concealed within the Lev Adam. V'kabbalas Torah Sasod have irak giloy milsa ba'am. And the Kabbalah of Torah Sasod is the giloy milsa ba'am, is the realization that there is such a thing. Right? It's a secret that you don't really say anything. You just get it. That's what the Gemara says in Chagiga, by the way. The Mishnah and Gemara in the second parak of Chagiga, which is probably the place in Shas more than anywhere else that talks about the transmission of secrets of Torah, it says that the way that secret of Torah is transmitted is that the Rebbe has to hint to the Talmud, and the Talmud has to get it on his own. You're not allowed to say it mefurash. You're not allowed to say it openly. The Talmud has to make himself into a kli to be makabel, and if he's a kli to be makabel, the Rebbe can give a hint, and the Talmud gets much more than the Rebbe is saying, or much more than the Rebbe is alluding to. That's why it's called Kabbalah. You have to be a Makabal. You have to be yourself into a cleat to be a Makabal. You can't take it on your own. You're not allowed to go and take it. You have to Makabal it. So he says in the next paragraph, next bolded section, Hamshachas habitul Hashem Yisbarach b'olam hazeh. Oh no, I'm sorry. The paragraph right before that. Uvederech zeh yuvan ma'di'isa b'zohar kadosh. Shenishmaso shal Rabbi Shimon b'yochai yatzta b'tevas chai. Rabbi Shimon b'yochai, his greatest moment, his final moment, the last word he ever said was Chaim. How do you die on the word Chaim? Isn't that a contradiction? How's that possible? How do you die on the word Chaim? So Rishon was revealing that what? He was revealing that the time that a Jew's life seems to be most bidyavid, when you're dead, where you're not doing anything. Yeah? That a Jew who's giving back his neshama, and now he's dead. He's a completely dead Jew. Right? Again, he's as quiet as can be. His life is as meaningless as life can be. He's lifeless. And yet Rabbi Shimon says, but even there's a secret, there's a chayim. What does that mean? Look what he says, where it's underlined. Ki asod shegila hu etzem achayim shel ish yisrael. He revealed the secret of a Jew. And sometimes Hashem is not found in big things. Hashem is not found in things that look to be very alive. Things that look very frum, like Yisachar sitting and learning all day. Maybe Zvulun risking his life on the sea is actually more alive, is more chazak, is stronger, is more of a diamond than Yisachar sitting with his farm. Rabbi Shimon revealed that in death, there's chayim. And that's an unbelievable secret. And it's true, it's what we believe as Jews. That even when a Jew is dead, there's a kusta d'chiyusa, that's what the Zohar calls it, a spark of life that's alive in the grave. That Tchiyas HaMeisim comes about through that spark of life. That even when a Jew is dead, remember the proof that the Kashrus Ser Magid brings? What's compared to death? What does the Gemara say is compared to death? Embarrassment is like death. What else? Rasha is like dead even when he's alive. Good. What else? Poverty. Sleep. Sleep is the 60th of death. So you remember what the Kashrus Ser Magid said? The Kashrus Ser Magid writes, it's in the Avodas Yisrael and Parshas Vayishlach. He says, when you're asleep, are you dead? You're alive. When you're asleep, you're actually alive, right? You're lifeless in the sense that you're asleep, but you're actually alive. So the Kashrus Ser Magid says, so how do you compare sleep to death? Dead means you're really dead. Sleep means you're dead-ish. Yeah? Unless, when you're dead, you're also still a little bit alive. The only way you can make the comparison between death and sleep is if, just like when you're asleep, you're actually alive. You're just not as lively as you are when you're awake. So when you're dead also, you must also be a little bit alive. That's the comparison that Chazal are making. And the reason that you're still alive is because there's a kusta d'chiyusa, there's a spark of life. In the deadest moment, there's still a tiny, tiny spark of life. So Rabbi Shimon says, I'm going to show you that dead actually is chaim. Not like, oh, b'dieved, like you're, there's a tiny little spark of life that you're holding. That little tiny spark of life is going to create tchias ameisim. Shimon ben Yochai, gematria machayim meisim. Shimon ben Yochai, gematria machayim meisim. Rabbi Shimon taught that what? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai brought together death and life. That dead is not really dead. That the deadest Jew is not really dead. The most b'dieved Jew, Zvulin, who's on the high seas, spending his whole life doing for someone else. He has no independent self. We say, no, Zvulin, you're mamish, you're the best Torah of all. You're the greatest Torah of all. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught on his deathbed. Shimon ben Yochai is gematria machaye mesim.
What was the number?
The number is 552.
Without the Aleph,
as Yochai is often spelled in Shas, without the Aleph.
Without the Aleph.
Shimon ben Yochai, Yochai Yud Vav Chas Yud, 552. Machayim Mason. Okay?
With the Aleph doesn't matter because it's one of
those. Good. Okay, we have 3 minutes left, so let's go to the left hand column. We'll skip the next couple paragraphs. He quotes something from the Torah Or. Very, very deep. Let's go to the second to last paragraph on the page. Vihinei. Vihinei shamanu me'adoni avi zakeni zatzal. I heard from my grandfather, the previous scholar Rebbe, who said over in the name of one of our great ancestors, the Rebbe of Kamarna, the Kamarna Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha, Shrebi Shimon bar Yochai hayin nishmaso me'atzilus, v'gam shamanu, I also heard from my grandfather, sh'olam ha'atzilus nikra olam ha'ri'iyah. We have a tradition that Rishon Bar Yochai's neshama comes from the world of Atzilus. And I also have a tradition that my grandfather explains that Atzilus is connected to what? To Re'iya, to seeing. Yeah? The four worlds are called what? Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Okay? Atzilus, Eitzel. Eitzel means next to. It's the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'etzem, whatever that means. There's a world called Atzilus. Bria, initial form. Yitzira, when it takes on further shape. And then Asiya, when it mamish, you know, exists. This is the world of Asiya. Okay? So Rishimu's neshama comes from the highest world, the world of Atzilus. And my grandfather taught me that the world of Atzilus is the world of Re'iya, of seeing. Yeah? Zekeli va'anveyu, marin be'etzva, perceiving God, utmost clarity. So he says, I'll ask a question. If Rabbi Shimon is from the world of Atzilus, Ula olamos hatachtonim hei bechinas shmia, and the lower worlds are the worlds of shmia, where I hear it, I've heard about it. My father told me there was a Kabbalah Satorah, because he heard it from his father, who heard it from his father. It's passed from one generation to the next generation, but I've only heard about it. I never saw the miracles of Mitzrayim with my own eyes. I've only heard about it. It's transmitted from generation to generation. So if Rabbi Shimon is that world of utmost clarity, of being able to see it, so why is his name Shimon, which is a lashon of Shemiah?
Oh, my gosh.
Stira. Your name is your essence. How can Rabbi Shimon from the world of Atzilus and the world of Re'iya, the one who sees the deepest, how can his name be Shemiah, Shimon? V'yeshlis bonein lama nikra shemosh Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, b'lashon Shemiah. Halo nishmasu me'olam ha'atzilus shu olam ha'ri'iya. It's a good question. He's beyond. He's totally beyond. So why would he be called Shmiah? Why would he be called Shimon? That's why Shimon, right? Reuven Shimon in the Torah. Leah named Shimon because Hashem heard my cry. So Shimon is a lashon of Shmiah. So why is he called Shimon? But that's exactly why we love Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai so much. That's why, like Ba'omer is Hod Shebahod, the lowest of the low. We dafka want the tzaddik, who's the highest of the high, to come down to the lowest of the low. Rabbi Shimon Lakol, there's a sefer called Beis Aaron of Karlin, and he has a very famous line. He says that Kishem, just as Hashem is Hashem Yisbarach Lakol, just as God is for everyone, God's not only for a select group of people. Just as Hashem is for everyone, Kach Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Lakol. So too, Rabbi Shimon, it's a crazy statement. Just like God is for everyone, so too, Rishon Barachai is for everyone, and the line concludes, Afilu lepechusim, even for the lowest Jews. Rishon Barachai, right? Rishon Barachai, Shemen sason mechavirecha. Rishon Barachai is Shemen. What's the nature of Shemen? Shemen always rises up. Rishon is from a world beyond, the Osios Neshama. Rishon Barachai is the world of Shemona, Lamala Menateva. We said Tuesday night, Lamala Menateva is Gematria? Lag Va'omer, 351. Rishon Barachai is a world beyond, so what does he have anything to do with us? What are people getting together with the Mashpia in where are they having it this year? Lawrence Middle School? In the gym? Why are 1,000 Americans, high school kids, you know, people who don't learn that much Torah, why are they coming to celebrate Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Because it's a big scene? Because it's a noisy scene? That's what we're saying. It's not a noisy scene. But Emes is not a noisy scene. It's Rabbi Shimon on his deathbed, giving back his soul with the word Chaim. And the Talmidim feeling, this is it. This is the loss of the greatest Tzaddik ever. Rabbi Shimon says, nah, this is Chaim. This is not the end, this is the beginning. M'chaim Mesim, G'mach Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. The pshat is Rabbi Shimon's called Shmiya because that's exactly the paradox of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That the one who's from the world of Re'iya is going to give over into the world of Shmiya that clarity. That us Jews, and we've only heard about it from, you know, we're very far away from it. And we're still trying to like listen in to hear what's going on. And Rabbi Shimon says, don't worry, I'm gonna turn to the last page. He's going to transmit it to us. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai takes from that world of Atzilus, that world of complete awareness of Hashem, and he brings it into the world of Shmiya. And he gives it Yochai, he gives it life. Chiyus, Yochai is a lashon of Chiyus. He gives Chiyus. Shimon Bar Yochai, he transmits that Chiyus. Take a look at the next paragraph on the last page. Leiv Echad La'avinu Sheba Shamayim. He says, who is Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe? Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Shimon is so big, Rabbi Akiva is that much bigger. Rabbi Akiva says, my whole life, I've been focused, I've been wanting to dial Kiddush Hashem, I've been mevatel myself completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet his name is Akiva. Akiva, he says, is Lashon what? The Ekev. The ikvus of the Mashiach, the heel, the lowest part of the body. Why is Rabbi Akiva, who's so big, such a big Jew, why is his name so low? And the answer is because that's exactly his avoda. Hainu afle b'nei Yisrael sheim v'chinas ikvim v'diyot enemucha. Even the Jews on the lowest and bottom level. Rabbi Akiva says, Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashrei. You should be so happy. Not b'diyavet happy. L'chalchila happy. Why? Because Yisrael, because you're connected in the deepest of ways. That in death, it's Chaim. That when you spend your whole life giving for someone else, doing for Yisachar to sit and learn, you're a diamond. That's unbelievable. You should feel you're an unbreakable Jew. Nah, I never did anything shalim in my life. You're completely shalim. That's the secret. That's the secret of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So we have to stop here. I would love to read the end of the piece, but he just brings one other remez. I'll just show you in the left hand column. He says Lag Va'Omer. He brings it a few times in the different years in the Sefer. I haven't seen it in the other Sfarim. But the Rebbe says, the Skolli Rebbe says, he says, Lag Va'Omer. Lag Va'Omer, he says, Lag is the same gematria as Lev Echad. Lev Aleph. Or Lev Echad. Meaning what? Again, Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael. There's no, on Lag Va'Omer, there's no Madregos. There's no bigger Jews and lower Jews. There's 300,000 Jews in Meiron. Jews with yarmulkes, Jews without yarmulkes. Jews with tattoos. Jews who know the Zohar inside and out, and Jews who can barely read Hebrew. Feel a pull to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because he's the one who's megala that Lev Echad, Lavinu Shva Shemayim. Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael. Okay? Shkoyach. We'll stop here.